Where is the heart of your home? Here in Stranger Stiftelse, it is this spacious, high-ceilinged common room. When the women lived here, this was the social hub for all activities from morning and evening prayers to spinning, knitting, reading, meals, news and chatter. The bedrooms on either side were so tiny, so a large room like this was very welcome. But while open space fosters togetherness and exchange, communal living as depicted in the black and white photo in the entrance doesn't always come naturally, as we shall see. Just as in your homes, there are daily chores to do. The enormous stove to your right was the only source of heat at one time, and it burned through tons of logs. For 200 years, these were stored in the attic above your heads. Imagine the women clambering up and down two flights of scarily steep stairs laden with wood for the fire. Water had to be pumped from a well in the backyard behind you until the almshouse was connected to the mains in 1857, while the women washed their clothes in a cellar off the yard below your feet. Food was also stored here, and meals were prepared in the kitchen behind the stove. This was an active life despite any aches and pains. Before electricity was installed in 1908, candles provided scant lighting, and while the flickering flame might soothe our minds now, it was a serious fire risk in the frail hands of some elderly ladies. Communal living depends on daily routines and sharing the workload, but how do you think this played out in reality among the women residents here?